Do you like movies?
I do like movies.
Do you like movies about aliens that come down here and hunt us?
Wait. What? Hunt who?
Us. People.
As long as it's in the movies, not for reals.
Then you're in the right place. Welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm Troy Stegner. I'm here with Ray Jackson of Ray Work Productions.
Oh, that's me. Filling in for Jack.
Yes. And I guess we could do the... Go ahead and start it.
Oh, it's Woody.
Yeah, it's Woody.
Oh. Starts now.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve?
Topic of discussion, as Jack would say, the Predator movie. Or movies, should we say. Let's just
We'll start with the one that's getting ready to come out, Shane Black.
Ah, yeah.
The Predator.
It'll be coming out this Thursday as of this airing of this this episode.
Yeah, like a couple days after this episode. So we're going to see the ultimate Predator.
Ah.
The big bad boy that's been genetically enhanced.
Ah, man, that's...
Yeah, have you seen previews?
I have. I've seen the previews. The only thing I was wondering, I don't even know, but is it genetically enhanced by the humans or by the predators themselves?
I think the story is the predators do it. That's why they're going around. They're not just hunting. They're actually extracting DNA from all these apex predator creatures that are going around and killing.
Yeah.
And then they combine that to make their ultimate predator.
Whoa.
So you've got an ultimate predator and a regular predator in this upcoming movie.
Yeah, the poster just looks sick. Instead of a predator holding a human skull with the spine, he's got the predator head with the spine.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty crazy. Hopefully it's better than some of the other ones that have come out in the past.
Yeah. So what was your favorite Predator series movie?
Oh, man. I got to take it back all the way to 87 when Schwarzenegger, the original, man.
The Governator?
The Governator, yeah.
And was it Carl Weathers, I believe, was in it also?
Oh, man. And, Jesse. Body? Oh, man.
Was that before he was a governor? I think it was.
That was way before he was a governor. I think he was just right out of wrestling, I think. I don't even think he was wrestling anymore.
No, I think that was one of his first acting gigs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, I gotta agree with you. That's probably my favorite.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Yeah, and because it was such a new concept, dude, of having this thing that you just really couldn't track, and it was just systematically one by one picking them off.
Yeah, it was like, it was just something that I had never seen before, and I think it had never been a movie like that, or like a, I guess you could say a villain like that.
Yeah, villain. Because it's definitely not an anti-hero. He's a straight-up villain. And so that's your favorite. And I agree, it's my favorite. What's your next?
I have to go with the one that came out after with Daniel Glover, man. I mean, that
and wasn't part Gary of Busey too? In that one?
Gary Busey was in that one. Don't spit on my camera,
Gary Busey. You and Gary Busey are kind of...
We're buddies. He's not buddies with Alex, though, because... When we did Las Cruces Con, man, that was...
He almost hawked a loogie on the camera.
Oh, man, I thought Alex was gonna throw a tripod at him or something. That was it was interesting, and he was an interesting guy, but it was like... That movie was just... That was before his accident, too, I think.
Before he got too crazy. Before he bashed his head on the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that was a cool one, man. You had the... Especially the part two when you had the Predator with that little, like, crawl-type discs that he would throw, and it would come back...
I liked it. Well, first they moved it to the city, out of the jungle, and you actually got to see the inside of Predator's ship.
Yeah.
Like this trophy room.
I don't remember at the end when they saw the trophy room, did you see the alien skull?
Yes.
That was like probably one of the first Easter eggs I ever noticed in a movie.
Probably one of the first ones I actually remember as being an Easter egg before it became in vogue
for
them to hide stuff in all the movies.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I noticed that. That was awesome.
That was so cool.
Yeah, and so then after that one, which kind of led into, they had a Predators versus Aliens movie, and what did you think about?
I watched it. I mean, it was a little like, I guess you can kind of say the Predators got their butts kicked, but then like, and that one character in it was like, I guess, branded a Predator at the end by the Predators she got a hold of one of their staffs and ended up living towards the end or something.
In the comics, there is actually a woman who becomes like part of the predators.
Yeah.
And she's one of the more ruthless ones.
I've seen some of my older brother has a bunch of he has a complete series.
Explore that character.
That'd be
bring her in. That'd be interesting. Yeah, but that one I don't place very high.
Yeah.
The alien. It had a couple good scenes in it. I rate them on if it came on TV, would I change the channel or leave it? I would change the channel.
Yeah, I would too. Oh, man, like if it was the Governator's one or Donald Glover, I mean, I would end up watching it. But like the other ones, I'll be honest, the other ones that are out there, I don't think I've seen them past Alien versus Predator.
So you didn't see Predators?
I did not.
With Adrian Brody?
No, I didn't see that one.
I guess they were in the middle of a hunting ground. Lawrence Fishburne was in that too.
Oh, wow.
Why don't I remember him being in there? And Topher Grace. Well,
Topher Grace is in
there? Yeah, he's easier to forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Predators, I remember seeing it just because I remember Adrian Brody with the Predators.
Right.
But it wasn't real memorable because I don't remember the whole premise.
Yeah, I remember that I know he was in the movie, but I honestly, it wasn't appealing to me. I didn't really want to see it.
Yeah, here it is. A group of elite warriors parachute into an unfamiliar jungle and are hunted by members of a merciless alien race.
Oh,
your predators.
Predators.
So yeah, Lawrence Fishburne was in it.
I think
lapse of judgment on his part, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think my nephew Josh saw most of them or all of them. You've seen all of them, right? Yeah.
You agree with our ranking so far?
You could speak up off camera. It'll still pick you up. No? All right, cool.
He's a little camera shy. I got to agree. The first and second one are probably my favorites. And after there, it's a steep drop off.
Yeah, it's like, I hadn't seen the other ones past Alien vs. Predator.
I'm holding out hope for this new one, even though the premise looks kind of shaky. You have the elite hunting force here on Earth.
Yeah. And you got half of Key and Peele in the movie. That's part of the elite force.
Yeah, which one was it? The tall one, right?
Yeah. I think that's Keel. I mean,
I don't know them apart.
Yeah.
I just know them together, that they're Key and Peele.
Yeah, that's...
But, yeah, he's... supposedly, this Earth hunting group captured one of them. I think that was the ultimate predator they had captured, and somehow he breaks loose. And not only is he killing us, he's wanting to kill that other predator too.
Yeah, it looks like from the previews, it looks like the one of the main characters has already had a run-in with one of the predators.
Yeah, he seemed to be familiar.
Yeah.
With the predator, he was being questioned. Is that this?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when they all end up in that bus or whatever. But as far as that goes, I mean, I guess we'll find out on Thursday.
Yeah. And you're right, it was Key. You had it right there, looked up. So yeah, it's Key from Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
That's kind of redundant, Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, he's the one that didn't win the Oscar.
He didn't produce the movie, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, Shane Black usually does a lot of good action stuff. The Predator.
Right.
I'm hoping it's good because I don't want to see that this movie killed the franchise for another couple years.
Yeah, and then
it sucks.
So it'd be Predator, the Predators, or the Predator?
The Predator.
Yeah. September 14th is the release date. And we'll be there hopefully reviewing the movie.
Yeah, we'll watch it and we'll see what everybody else thinks about it.
Yeah. So we'll see that. Well, with that, you guys have anything else to add with what's your favorite Predator movie? Did you agree with us? Did you like the... Do you like the original Predator? Oh, by the way, I was 6 years old when that one came out. So.
The OG Predator.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how old I was.
Don't give it a like. Like, subscribe. Where are the social media they can find us at? Find you guys?
Find us on Facebook, on iTunes, on YouTube, and on the El Paso Herald Post.
Cool. Well, with that, I'm Ray Jackson.
I'm Troy Sager.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or read?